going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Donna Vaughn, and here are today's top local stories. Well, getting into Manhattan from New Jersey is a whole lot more complicated this weekend. It's day two of the NJ Transit train strike. There is one bit of good news to share. The agency and its rail engineers do have a negotiating session going on this afternoon, which hadn't been scheduled originally.
The head of NJ Transit says he'll never agree to a deal with the engineers union that sends the agency into a death spiral. But he said he is hopeful about this latest negotiating session.
We're 95% of the way there on all the terms and conditions. This issue of wages is an important one, and it's a complex one. I've always believed that a deal is imminent and it is achievable, but we understand their side. I now need them to understand our position, that we will not break the bank in getting this deal done.
That's NJ Transit President and CEO Chris Kaluri. NJ Transit provides service to more than 100,000 daily riders, and Governor Murphy has said the strike is a slap in the face to each and every one of them. Carol DiOria, 1010 Winds at 92.3 FM.
The NJ Transit CEO says if they don't reach a deal today, conversations with the union will continue tomorrow. The Brotherhood of Locomotive Engineers and Trainmen is the only one of NJT's 15 rail unions that hasn't signed a new bargaining agreement, according to the railroad. Union leadership did agree to a deal back in March, but membership later voted it down. Stick with 1010 Winds for the latest on the strike and traffic and transit on the ones for your best travel options. Well, no arrests yet. After a fatal hit and run in Brooklyn overnight, the victim was struck by a burgundy Ford Explorer in the Cypress Hills section at Fulton Street and Washington Avenue. It happened around 12:30 this morning. The man was just trying to cross the street, police say. Anyone who may have spotted that burgundy Ford Explorer or knows anything about the deadly crash are asked to contact Crime Stoppers. An invitation from Mayor Adams for other lawmakers to take a subway ride with him. Specifically, he's inviting elected officials to ride along with the nightly tours of outreach teams tasked with connecting those with severe mental illness with the support and services they need. State lawmakers recently voted to reform New York's involuntary commitment law, something Mayor Adams has long advocated. He calls it unacceptable to deny a person life-saving psychiatric care only because their mental illness prevents them from recognizing their need for it. A living here in New York City just keeps getting more and more expensive, no matter which borough you call home. A new report says the median rent in Queens has jumped almost 9% in the past year to over $3,500 a month, which is only $50 a month less than in Brooklyn. The median rent in Manhattan was up nearly 6% to $4,500 a month. Douglas Elliman broker Keon Sanyi tells 1010 Winds the reason is simple.
Real estate is Manhattan's most precious natural resource. And when there continues to be a lack of supply and the demand even stays the same or increases slightly, rents go up.
So a simple case of supply and demand, though experts say the uncertainty of the Trump tariffs and their effect on the economy isn't helping. That, plus high mortgage rates, are giving wannabe home buyers cold feet, they say, so they're staying in the rental market instead. Well, the NYPD is searching for a teenager wanted in the shooting of two men in Crown Heights. It happened last night, 6 p.m. on Prospect Place. The victims, 33 and 26 years old, were told. One was shot in the foot, the other in the leg. It's not clear exactly what led up to that shooting. Well, this new banner hanging from the rafters of the Barclays Center. It's the first ever WNBA championship flag won by the New York Liberty last season. The team held a ceremony before their season opener today against the Las Vegas Aces, and members of that championship team received their rings in that ceremony. Brianna Stewart, one of the stars of the team, walked up to receive her ring with three-year-old daughter Ruby holding her hand and her one-year-old son Theo in her arms. This was the third title for Stewart, who won two with Seattle. Well, there's a benefit scavenger hunt going on today across the city. The all-day event, a fundraiser for Open House New York, the group that promotes open space and public access, that is, in the five boroughs. 1010 Wins spoke with the nonprofit's program manager, Beth Haynes.
The fund of the scavenger hunt is really going all over the city, all five boroughs, and learning about aspects of infrastructure that are in plain sight, the stories that are behind parks and reservoirs and buildings.
The hunt is open to teams of up to six people. Now, when they get to a clue site, they take a selfie with the mascot. Points are awarded until the hunt wraps up at 6 p.m. today. Teams that avoid using cars get a bonus 50 points. All proceeds go to support the organization, which recently lost a $25,000 grant from the National Endowment for the Arts. Well, a young man is under arrest, accused of slashing two other men and stabbing a third. It happened during a overnight brawl on Manhattan's east side around 3:30 a.m., according to police. It happened on Lexington at 28th Street. Not clear what the brawl was all about. All the victims, though, expected to survive. Well, big traffic in Brooklyn today because of a big sporting event. The Brooklyn Half Marathon, taking thousands of athletes 13.1 miles all around the borough.
It's a day for the runners to feel like it's all about them, and we try to make it a special day for them. But that's really what it comes down to, is celebrating a great day of running in this borough that is big enough to be a city on its own.
And it once was, in fact. That was New York Roadrunners CEO Rob Similcare speaking with 1010 Wins pre-run. The start, as always, right next to the Brooklyn Museum, then weaving around Grand Army Plaza and Prospect Park and a number of local neighborhoods before ending at the Coney Island Boardwalk.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.